Zimbabwe being a democracy, it means that anybody, including myself, can form a party that can challenge ZANU-PF. But it is now up to how the people on the ground will respond to it and how receptive the people will be. I think the question that is really important right now is, are the people of Zimbabwe ready to be ruled by somebody else who is not Robert Mugabe? And based on the results of the July 2018 election, I think Zimbabweans are not yet ready to be ruled by anybody else who is not President Mugabe.
So we have heard some people who are said to be aligned to the Mutual Faction saying that they are still in ZANU-PF and they won't leave the party. Is there any fear that if they leave the party, that's the end of their political career?
ZANU-PF is governed by its constitution and you can be expelled by the party. Once the party expels you, then there's no life for you within ZANU-PF. And some people are choosing to remain as card-carrying members, or others want to leave the party, and it's fairly up to them. Yes, if you're a beneficiary of ZANU-PF programs and you decide to walk away from the party and start ridiculing the party, then I think the party needs to take back what it gave you. And for those who are staying in ZANU-PF to protect their world and their empires, then so be it. It's a wise move that they're making. But if you decide to leave, then you have to leave everything that ZANU-PF gave you.